is Real News Radio, exposing government corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, March 16th, 2013. We're in our third hour taking phone calls all this hour. If you've got news information you'd like to share, if you'd like to comment on some of the stories, if you have news you'd like to bring up yourself, 1-800-313-9443. Call in and join us. It is it was my intention doing this radio show that to give the people as much of the time, at least the last hour, to call in, because a lot of times, just like what Jerry said about John there, I think it does all of us good to hear about other people that are out there trying to make a difference, trying to wake up the masses, and is going through, and until you've done it, you wouldn't know. Jerry knows, I know, John knows, but until you've done it, you've been the one giving out the documentaries, or you've been the one pointing out these facts, and you get the reaction of the people around you. Either they don't want to hear it, or they don't believe it, or they don't understand it, or they avoid you over it, whatever. You don't really know what the role, I guess you could say, of the activist really is. And like I was saying before the end of the last hour, what amazes me is when you give out the documentaries and you ask people, hey, check this out, and email me or call me or something, drop by, I'd like to know your thoughts on it, and you never hear anything back. This happens so often, you know, 9 out of 10, you never hear anything back. But it's that one that watches it or gets inspired to look into these things for themselves, and then you hear back from them, and now they're an activist. Now they're making documentaries, copies, and they're printing out flyers, and they're starting a meetup, and they're spreading the word at their church, and they're trying to educate the members of their family. That's why we do it, because, as I say so often, only together can we affect change. Only together. And really, this platform right here has shown me how divided we can be. I mean, you've got the truth movement that is splintered in several different ways, and we will never affect change successfully divided. And that's their intention. We have to come together to affect change. And, you know, I know Tom said, it's easy to tear down a house, it's hard to build one. And until you can point out the problems, it's hard to come to solutions. Now, a lot of us that listen to RBN, we understand the problems. But hopefully we're reaching people out there via the different radio stations, the different internet broadcasts, the different recordings, the archives. We're reaching people that this is new to. And we're hopefully inspiring them to look into this for themselves. A lot of people put on the blinders as soon as you say 9/11 was an inside job. They're done. They're turning it off. They're going to listen to that. But I tell you what, when you educate yourself and you look at the information and you decide for yourself what is logical, what makes sense, you cannot deny the facts. And 9/11 has had such an influence on where we find ourselves at today. Well, the story that we just done earlier, how Obama is giving the CIA and the NSA the authority to scour your financial records, all goes back to 9/11. It's all over those pesky terrorists. The American people have to be put under the microscope. We're coming up on a break. Back in moments.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Back to the News Radio Aaron in the studio saying this is Radio for Truthers and the Masses that still believe the lie. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. 1-800-313-9443. Kind of surprised like 2 weeks ago. I wasn't able to take all the phone calls. I got a lot of email people upset about it. This week, the phone lines are open. Let's get back to the news. Now, we covered some of this last week. This is an update. The Obama administration said Thursday it had re-arrested and brought back 4 of the most dangerous immigrants it released from detention last month in a run-up to the budget sequester cuts. So they actually released them before the cuts even went into place. They wanted to scare the American people into bowing down and licking the boot of the big government. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director John Morton testifies to Congress that his agency released 10 level 1 offenders and has gone out and brought 4 of them back. And he said the other 6 were nonviolent. Mr. Morton also acknowledged that overall 2,228 immigrants were released, far more than the several hundred the agency had initially admitted to. I just find it fascinating that when this government is forced to have to make a cut, any cut, that the first thing they want to do is release thousands of illegal aliens into society. Isn't that interesting? That's the first thing they think of. They don't think about flying less in Air Force One at $180,000 per hour. They don't think of any logical common sense initiatives like we would prefer that they do. They think of that. Let's release violent illegal aliens that we've rounded up. Let's cut out border security. It is really just it's a window into the inside of the mentality of this sick bunch of criminals. And next in the news, and this is something that everyone should want to be aware of, the Obama administration is planning new cuts to Medicare. A federal regulatory filing reveals cuts that should mean higher premiums or seniors losing their coverage altogether. This is from CNSnews.com. The new cuts come in the form of a planned reduction in the reimbursement rates the government pays to insurance companies that operate Medicare Advantage plans, which are services administered by private, for-profit, or non-profit providers that offer additional services that can be found in traditional Medicare. In a February 15th regulatory filing, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced the surprised rate cuts of 2.3%, meaning it would pay healthcare providers 2.3% less for providing services. The Obama administration already plans to cut Medicare Advantage program by $200 billion as part of Obamacare. However, the proposed reductions it announced in February are new and will cut the program in addition to the planned $200 billion in Obamacare cuts, most of which will be coming in 2014. The new cuts are also scheduled to go into effect in 2014, but as a function of the normal rate settling process for that year, not a political effort to delay financial pain for seniors past an important election, as apparently was the case with the original Medicare cuts that Obama signed. Now, Senator Mark Rubio wrote CMS urging them to consider political reality and reverse their planned Medicare Advantage cuts. This assumption is highly problematic because even though it almost certainly will turn out to be wrong, it translates into lower funding to support the health benefits of 14 million Medicare beneficiaries who are currently enrolled in the Advantage plan. In other words, if Obama administration continues with its proposed new Medicare cuts, some or all of the 14 million seniors who get health care through the program could be negatively affected, that is, paying higher premiums or possibly losing their coverage. This is because the proposed cuts could make the program unprofitable for insurers who would be forced to either stop offering the plans or pass the increased cost on to seniors in the form of higher premiums. One healthcare insurance provider told its shareholders that the proposed rate cuts could mean the end of Medicare Advantage altogether. So, as America moves into its austerity, middle class America will always be the loser. And this is just another example of that. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing today?
Good morning, sir. Doing fine. Thank you, sir.
Glad to have you on. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, that cites another example of the Americans getting shafted, like the previous callers were saying, they just don't seem to catch on. And when you encounter them and they want to get the deer in the headlight look when you present these facts from 9/11, et cetera, then I go to, and all your jobs are gone. That's just all accidental coincidence, too. So it's just an illusion. You're really at work. Americans are well employed. The economy is really surging ahead. The country's future looks bright. That's really how it is. So you don't. If you think you're out of work right now and you're broke, you're wrong. That's an illusion. You're really working right now.
Yeah, that's the way the mainstream media portrays it. And you know what gets me is, Michael, in my adventures here in greater North Carolina, people believe it.
It's hard to believe. But, like, right now with the market at the all-time high, and it's among the older folks, I think, in particular, that are vested in their savings with the market, that they actually believe that hype and the BS coming out of the media. Well, the market's at an all-time high. The economy has to be turning around. Things have to be good. The future must look bright. And, of course, again, I tell everybody, where's all the jobs? Everybody back to work? And obviously the answer is no. So how can things be turning around and improving or the country's future looking brighter? It's impossible. You got to keep plugging them back into reality. And I always like to carry around a silver dollar and show people when we get into this, say, look, here's where the whole problem lies. Here's real money. You got that paper or that plastic credit card, and that's another one. Say, hey, you don't even carry around cash. Why? Because you don't have it. You got to rely on a credit card now to get by. That tells you you're broke. But here's that paper cash, if you do have it, that's the cause of all our problems. Here's real money. Never loses its value. Has the same purchase power today it did 100 years ago. And it's such a beautiful coin that most of the time, and the young people, you know, the kids in their 20s or younger, they really acknowledge it because it's attractive. It catches the eye. Then you start to explain the history to it all, and at least they understand. The older folks relate to it because they grew up with silver dollars and gold coins in circulation. So that triggers their memory. They have to acknowledge that it's true. And so that's how I usually work on them, to keep plugging them back into reality, then bring them back to 9/11 and all this treason and that NAFTA, then CAFTA, taking all our jobs away by design, setting us up for this hard fall.
Oh, I'm with you. That you very eloquently put. And, you know, we have, and you're pointing it out so well, we have at our disposal so many different tools, and the truth is on our side. You know, we've got the facts are on our side, which is very, very, very important. And, but, you know, when you encounter people and you're discussing this, you run the gamut. People are all different. But I like your idea about the silver dollar. I think John called in one time and made mention of something like that, too, and I should do that. Do you have any particular 9/11 video you like to share more than others?
You know, there's a lot of good ones. I always had the Dave on Kleist 9/11 in plain sight that I used to use for everybody. It was very revealing, and it seemed to verify itself. Now, I know in the 9/11 movement there, with everybody wanting to know the truth, like the JFK assassination, there's different versions. There weren't any planes. They used high-tech scalar weaponry, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell everybody, I said, look, let's not fight and argue over information that we'll never know until we get our government back. What we do all know is that those buildings went down from explosions within the building. And on 9/11, in plain sight video, you see the firemen and rescuers taking breaks during that day, and they're talking to each other, saying that they hear explosions going off inside the building. So that verifies the explosions inside the buildings. Now, what I find even more intriguing, too, on that video, in slow motion, you see one of those cargo planes crashing into a building, and you see a pod on the belly of the building, and in slow motion, just when the nose of the plane is striking the building, it didn't impact yet, you see an explosion. So then that theory is that this pod had a missile, it ejected the missile into the building upon just when it was making contact with it, and that's why you see the explosion before the plane actually impacted. And Stewart Airport is right across the river on the west side of the Hudson from me. And a number of years back, maybe 5 years ago, I was getting together with a bunch of friends, and we were talking, and somebody brought up 9/11, and that a friend of theirs works at Stewart Air Force Base, which is now also an airport. And he learned that his friend was an ex-Air Force mechanic working on planes, and that's what he did at Stewart. And he learned that from his friend, that he went in on the morning of 9/11 to work on drones, big 757 drones.
Hold that thought, Michael. I'm going to hold you through the break, and we'll get that on the other side. We're coming up on a break. You listen to the Real News Radio with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Stay with us. Back in moments.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We're back on the Real News Radio Fan in the studio, joined by Michael in New York. The break caught you there. Michael, you were talking about you had a friend at the Air Force Base was working with drones.
Yes, actually, it's a friend of mine that has a friend that's an ex-Air Force mechanic working at Stewart Air Force Base, called in on the morning of 9/11 to service a plane. He goes into the hangar. It turns out to be a 757 drone, all the windows blocked out, and he realized, my friend's telling us at this get-together, that his friend realizes after 9/11 that that's probably one of the planes, that he actually worked on it. And then I had a cousin that survived escaping one of those buildings. I forget which one it was, and he just got out in time. And at a funeral, I was talking with him. This is around 2004, 2005. And I was talking to him and get some of his experience about what happened on that day while he was in the building. And he said, you know, the plane was coming in because the talk that there's no planes. It goes, oh, there was a plane coming in. And I said, by any chance, you know, did you get struck by a missile? He goes, no, the plane crashed right in. And I said, you sure? Because I think there was a missile coming off that plane. And he goes, he was very he got very mad at me. Now, we were good friends, but ever since I brought this conversation up and tried to get a feel for it and telling him that it looks like it's an inside job, well, he started to hate me. So we all know how that is when we talk to people about this stuff. But I kept discussing it with him, and then he finally said, he goes, Mike, it sounded like a missile coming in. And I said, what did you say, a missile? And then he caught himself. And so I think 9/11 in plain sight video, I think, is accurate. I do. But, you know, we'll never know the whole scoop until we get that government back in our hands.
That's interesting, and you know, it brings to mind when you listen to broadcasts like this, or if you do a broadcast like this, and you look over time, and we're talking about, you know, people think, the people that don't want to believe this, they believe that the government couldn't be involved in anything like this. But look at the Bruce Ivins murder, or the Gulf of Tonkin incident, or the USS Liberty, the Bonus Army, JFK. A lot of people aren't aware of the Northwoods document, but you start putting it all together, and the pieces of the puzzle start falling in place, and you start seeing the big picture. And I think that's what you're discussing. We're trying to get people to understand exactly what's going on by giving them pieces of the puzzle and hoping that they'll go on their own and continue looking for the rest of it.
Yes, sir. And another one that everybody needs to employ in this tactic is the UN takeover. And I tell people, I said, look for people in the military, or when you're watching like the History Channel, and look for UN insignia on army trucks, etc., like that. More UN initiatives being imposed on us, this international law code stuff in your local communities, but especially the UN emblems, insignia on our uniforms, etc., like that. And then when people start to realize, see that, then they got to really start, that those brain cells have to start churning at that point, because obviously it's a takeover.
And you know, you bring that up. In this area, when I see military equipment on the interstates or whatever, by far the majority of them have absolutely no insignia.
They're still being coy, but one time on the History Channel, for example, a couple years back, it was mail call with R. Lee Emery, that ex-military guy that's an actor. And I like him as an actor. And he had this show called Mail Call, and I don't watch the Jude commie boob tube much at all. But I just happened to catch this, and he's talking to a GI. The GI's discussing the new tank that they have, a service truck for tanks in the field, that also is offensive while it's serving the truck. And so they're going over it. And then you see a regular GI truck driving around somewhere. It looks like out in the west here in our country. And you see the UN insignia on the doors of our army truck. And it was real fast. So I said to myself, did I just see UN or US? So now I'm watching more intently. Sure enough, I've seen UN a couple more times. And then I got really ticked off at R. Lee Emery, because if he was really a patriot, I'd be yelling at that GI soldier, what do I see on that truck? Is that a UN insignia on our U.S. Army truck? But no, nothing like that. So when you're looking, you're going to see it over time. You just got to keep your eyes and ears open, and the evidence will keep coming around.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, great information. We've got about a minute before the break. They're yours. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I would just like to say, everybody keep the faith. The Lord in heaven reigns supreme. And things are going to go the way they're going unless we turn it around. But the Lord takes care of his own, always has, always will. And so that's the answer to everything. And other than that, I just would say keep telling, remind people, are you out of work? Are you out of jobs? Is that coincidence, or is that by design? And is Red China being built up and it's a total communist country? Is that by design, or is that by just happenstance too?
Excellent points. Excellent points. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Michael.
God bless, sir.
And you know, Michael reminds me of so many different things, but isn't it interesting that we find ourselves where the mainstream media is trying to tell everyone that the economy's getting better, while everyone you know is out of work and the factories are closing? And like we've said here before, a jobless recovery is an impossibility. All you have to do is really start looking at the facts. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, United States to let spy agencies scour Americans' finances. Back in moments. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
and effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
We're back on the Rooney's Radio Fair and in the studio, the website, therooneysradio.com. You can email me, therooneysradio@yahoo.com. And this story, actually, I thought I did this earlier, but apparently not. This story was on Reuters a couple of days ago, and a lot of news networks did pick this up. The Obama administration is drawing up plans to give all U.S. spy agencies full access to a massive database that contains financial data on American citizens and others who bank in the country, according to a Treasury Department document seen by Reuters. The proposed plan represents a major step by U.S. intelligence agencies to spot and track down terrorist networks and crime syndicates by bringing together financial databases, criminal records, and military intelligence. The plan, which legal experts say is permissible under U.S. law, is nonetheless likely to trigger intense criticism from privacy advocates. The Treasury plan would give spy agencies the ability to analyze more raw financial data than they've ever seen before, helping them to look for patterns that could reveal plots or criminal schemes. The Treasury Department document outlines a proposal to link FinCEN database with a computer network used by the U.S. defense and law enforcement agencies to share classified information called the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System. Now, I wanted to read the story just to get that out. The Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System. So this may be something we should keep our eye on the horizon. The American people being put under the microscope because of the endless hunt for terrorists here in America. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Daryl in North Carolina on the line. Daryl, thanks for holding. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
What's on your mind today?
I've been listening to your program, and you had a fella about two callers ago. He was talking about, turn to God, and he's right. Here's what people's forgetting here in the United States. I've been following this thing for 25 years, when the Montana militia, the Michigan militia, and all those people back in the early 80s, the 90s, were trying to tell the American people what's going on. Well, all that's done come to pass. But the entity of this whole thing is the Bible. We are a white nation. You can read about it in Zechariah chapter 2, talking about the United States way before the landmass was ever broke apart. It was written many years, thousands of years ago. Zechariah chapter 2 is the United States of America. We are a white nation. We started out a white nation. This is our nation that God gave us. I'm talking only for my race of people, which is white man, to the Caucasian race. The in the Bible, it talks about, it tells about Jacob and Esau. Esau is communism, and Jacob was the first Israelite, and we migrated through the Caucasus Mountains and right on over to Europe, and then we come over here to the United States. But the bottom line of this thing is the American people needs to realize the only way this nation was born, and God was at the top. He put down all the laws, and now we got Washington, D.C. up there, District of Columbia, and the evil doers are in the White House. The Muslims is going to take this nation over. And God said in Hosea 4:6, he said that if my people for lack of knowledge and they forget about me, then I forget about them and their children. The only way this nation will turn back around is we cry out to our God, because we're the apple of his eye. And that's the only way we're going to ever return. And right now, that Damascus over there in Syria, they're destroying that old city. That's the oldest city on the face of the earth. And when you see that going on, the United States is next. We got to turn back to our God, because Obama is getting all the power from sin. As long as they keep the white man sinning, they get more power. It's a spiritual battle, and we got to turn back to God. That's the only way.
Let me ask you this, Daryl. That's interesting, and reminds me of what my friend Mike at calls in sometime. He says it all goes back to spiritual blindness. But let me ask you this. Now, I'm 46, and I've lived here my whole life. And in my 46 years, I have saw the church become more and more and more and more worldly and more and more and more complacent. And at the same time, I mean, all you got to do is turn on a television. It is just vulgarity, promiscuity, glorifying everything that we should not glorify. We don't have any role models anymore, it seems. I mean, our society is in rapid decline, I guess, to put it bluntly. What is your opinion on this? I mean, I agree with you. We need to turn around, but it seems like our society is not embracing God or Christianity or turning around. They actually are, through maybe the advent of all this technology, they're actually embracing the opposite. I mean, what's your opinion on, am I wrong with my assessment of that, or what's your thoughts?
No, you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. The churches in the United States, they're like, you got seven churches in Revelation. You only got two churches in out of seven that will make it. And the other five will not make it. And a lot of the churches, they got a government controlled 501c3, which they can't turn down. They got to let all these abominations come into the church. They can't stand up they say that they the political means they don't want to get into any of the political that's going on in the United States. And if they don't stand up, if they don't stand in the gap for Yahweh, God Almighty, our King, if they don't stand up, then this nation is going to fold up. Only ones that what you're saying, it's like the prostate churches or the I see it a lot of churches don't have. In other words, God probably's not even in there. They're sitting out there. He's probably kicked out to the curb right now. In 90% of the churches, there's only there's about maybe two churches I know that is unregistered. One of them's in La Porte, Colorado, and they teach the Word of God like it's supposed to be. And see, but you got to read that Bible yourself, and you got to ask that Holy Spirit to help you understand, and then He'll take the scales off those eyes. Don't listen to one man in a pulpit because he's leading the whole flock to hell, basically, because he's not teaching the Word of God. And the sin, the more we sin here in this nation, because this nation was set, if you look at, Red Beckman put out a VHS tape many years ago. He put out a tape, and it was called Fully Informed Jury. It was God on the top, and it had all the laws, and he went around back in the 80s and 90s and tried to get everybody to look at this, and they wouldn't even do that. But the laws of this land, God made all these laws, and we're the only nation on the face of the earth that is under these laws, and we have turned our back on God, and so therefore God says in Hosea 4:6, I'll turn my back on you and your children, because we got to turn back to Him. And basically the way it looks, and you know, this land is mass. It's big. And so much stuff can go on in this country. Just like you take High Point, North Carolina. There's a ghost town in High Point, North Carolina. I built a city surrounded by fence. Nobody can go in it. Well, CBS News the other day was talking about the one over in China, this ghost town. Well, see, we got one right here in the state of North Carolina, but nobody's saying nothing about it. What's going on there? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on that nobody don't know nothing about.
I didn't know anything about that. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
High Point. And,
I'll give you the last word. I appreciate the phone call, Daryl. I appreciate you listening. It's a lot of I'm going to read Zechariah chapter 2 today. Anything else you'd like to add? I'll give you the last word. I appreciate the phone call.
Well, I'm not a precious man. I don't want nobody to think that I am. God made all races, and he said it was good. But in the first chapter of Genesis, it tells about the other races. And then in the second chapter, it tells about God created Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve is where the white man's race come out of. Jesus Christ come out of that 14 generations down. He come out of that race. It's a white man. The Bible, from Genesis chapter 17 to the end of the Bible, is only talking about one particular stiff-necked race of people, and that's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. You can read about the Israelites that come through the Red Sea out of Egypt. They're Israelites. They're not Jews. And I noticed the preachers, the big preachers, are saying they're Jews. They're not Jews or Israelites. But the white race come from Adam and Eve. The other races was in the first book of Genesis. And a lot of people just can't see that.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to check that out. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too, sir.
All right, we got Michael back on. Michael, how you doing?
Well, thank you, Farron. I appreciate that, sir, because there's another point I overlooked. Regarding when I show people the silver dollar and explain to them that's real money. And then I stress how in the Constitution the Founding Fathers stated that anybody tampering with that money supply, it's the death penalty. And that's how serious they took it with the money, the nature of the money that our country had to use in order to ensure the country had a future. And that's why the Federal Reserve and their useless paper currency is destroying our country, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. And
In fact, I have a copy of the original coins that Ben Franklin minted during the colony period, and it has the 13 colonies. It has the Mason symbol, rising sun, and the compass, and it says, mind your business. And now when I discuss that with people, I say, what do you think that means, mind your business? It means, don't bother me, mind your own business. And people today, they say, yeah, yeah. And I say, no, it doesn't mean that at all. It means be good at your business. Whatever you do, you have to excel at it, because our country's future depends on everybody being very good at their trades, their skills. And so that's how it was with the Americans. And today, you know, everybody's lazy, they're sloppy, they don't care. Honor, integrity, those are the virtues that God is looking for on the Americans here, so he can return the blessings. And that's why we have to stay close to the good Lord. That's why the previous caller is spot on. It's all about integrity, honesty, working hard to get through life, not looking for freebies, handouts, and being, and so when we got, when the previous generations up to ours got blessed after World War II, and then materialism came flooding in, we got spoiled. And that's what happens. You get spoiled, you get lazy, next thing you know, you're selfish, I want. And you don't want to work hard for it. You want to just steal it or have somebody hand it to you, or you know, you want to get it at you want to undercut the seller just so you can get it cheaper, even though it's worth more. Anything like that, where it's not the way, it's not the proper approach to living. But the founding fathers, they knew how serious it was, and it's right now our president, the treasury, the entire Congress and Senate should be hung, because they are giving us a money that's not lawful, and therefore it's treason and punishable by death. And the Americans don't even know that.
Oh, and you're so right. And what that brings to mind is, you know, one of the things that they sold this Federal Reserve banking system to the government back in 1913. One of the reasons that some went along with it was going to stop this boom and bust system, supposedly. And that's all we've had since, and we're in the bust right now. And the other thing that you bring to mind is, if you watch some of what's on television now, prime time, Friday night, pick your channel, whatever, it is portraying to our younger generation a whole different set of values than what should be portrayed. It glorifies promiscuity. It promotes the American male as a 11-year-old, all he thinks about is gaming and sex and drinking. It has changed our youth in so many of the wrong directions, because it seems like our society imitates what it sees on television. You know, it tells you a vision. That's why they call it television. But you're dead on, Michael, and it just blows my mind to see where we find ourselves at. And some of the things Daryl had to say there, as far as the country coming together and making a change, I just, you know, I can tell you in this area, that kind of change is not picking up much steam. I can tell you that. I don't know about you in New York. What's your thoughts?
Well, it's going to be a long, slow process before we get back to the real American individual ruggedness that this country was established by. Yeah, these current generations, I mean, they're weak, they are soft. They couldn't go out in the woods and bring in a lot of firewood to stay warm if their life depended on it today. And so that tells you everything right there, you know.
Yeah.
And
let's live off the land, or you know, find food and water. Build a tent. Oh, my God. We got about a minute before we go to break. It's yours. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, that's what it comes down to. You know, you got to be strong and independent and stay nice and healthy, living off Mother Nature. And but you don't take from her what you don't need. And that's what they do today all the time. But I want to say, too, that previous caller brought up a good point. You know, all the races did not come from Adam and Eve. I mean, that's obvious as all could be. You can't get Orientals. You can't get the Nubians, what they call the Africans today. You can't get that from the same genetic pool. It's impossible. So obviously all the races had their own origins, and it doesn't make us racist saying that. But Adam and Eve were the last of God's designs with the Caucasians, typically the blonde blue eyes. And that's just the facts. That's how it is. And this country was given to them for sure. And they blew it in many ways. They treated the Native Americans wrong in many instances. But it was the government, again, by the controllers, exploiting the natives to seize their land for the resources. It wasn't so much the Americans migrating through. And but nonetheless, we made some errors, blunders, bringing in the slaves in the South and the North. The North had slaves, too. There were some blunders. But nonetheless, the Americans got to wake up to their origins, realize they are the new Israelites, get on their knees and thank God and start living life properly, virtuously, and we can turn it around.
Hey, thank you so much. We're coming up on the break. Thanks for the phone call, Michael. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron. Back in moments. Stay with me.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
We're back on the Real News Radio. Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, therealnewsradio.com. You can email me, therealnewsradio@yahoo.com. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Karen in Minnesota. Thanks for holding. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate what one of your callers, previous callers, mentioned. Damascus, the capital of Syria, being the oldest city in the world. And it was the trading Mecca in biblical times, and it has never, ever in history been destroyed. And the prophecy of Isaiah is to be fulfilled. It is Isaiah 17:1. the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. And the reason our being there is to get the oil, because we fund the Hamas, the Hezbollah, whatever, because these countries don't want to deal with our phony dollar and the Federal Reserve banking system. And they're going to go after Venezuela next. You just watch. We actually stir up the trouble there and make it look like they're dictators and they're evil and all this and they're doing that and the other. No, no, no. It's just like Iraq. We wanted the oil. Saddam did not want to sell his oil for a phony U.S. dollar. They can deal with gold. I think it's India and China that would buy their oil for gold.
Yeah, when Saddam Hussein started bucking the Federal Reserve note, his future became very bleak. And any other countries that Gaddafi was trying to step off of the petrodollar. That's interesting. I'd not heard, this is new to me on the Damascus. I didn't know there was an unfulfilled prophecy in the Bible.
Oh, yes, and it'll be the starting of Armageddon once Damascus is destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 17:1. Okay, hey, thank you so much. We've got about 1 minute. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all. Thank you. Bye.
I always look forward to the phone calls. It's quite a variety. Sometimes, if I don't know, I just say I don't know. And some of this, I do not know. I have read a Bible from cover to cover. I take pride in saying that. It was something that I wanted to do, and it was a real page-turner. I enjoyed it, and I urge everyone to take however long it takes you. It took me about a year, actually, to read the Bible cover to cover. But, we get into sometimes different people's interpretations. But it's still fascinating to hear people's interpretations, and then you can look into it and judge for yourself. But you may be hearing things you don't hear other places. I don't know. But I find that interesting. Next week, we will continue with the news I've been working on, and I know people are saying, hey, when are you going to do it? I've been working on my occult symbolism in Washington, D.C., and we may get to that. I want to spend an hour on that. Also, every year, I always do my truths about Ishtar with Easter right around the corner. Why do we take part in this practice? And what is its origins and pagan roots? We'll be doing some of that in the coming weeks as well. And if you want to email me any of this information, always happy to take a look at it. TheRealNewsRadio@Yahoo.com. And until next week, this is Farron on The Real News Radio saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
With financial